So this morning I'll be doing a continuation of last week, doing the Paschal Mystery Part 2. I'm just kidding, I'm not doing that. So I actually do have a message for us, but I'd like to begin with a prayer, so if you'll bow your heads. God, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for bringing us all here safely. Thank you for what a great week VBS was, and just for how the church has welcomed all the interns and loved us, and it's just been so encouraging. And just please help the Spirit to speak through me and the Word to speak for me, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So to give you guys a little bit of information on myself, we didn't get to do the intern draft, so I chose to put up my combine measurables. I would like to focus on the 6'3" aspect near the top. So I'm very grateful for my height, but it's what everyone starts a conversation with me, you know, on. And so if you could please not do that, I would greatly appreciate it. There's many things that I would love to talk about, and while I give you some of those, you can turn to John 19. That's where I'll be actually getting into the scripture. But while you're flipping there, I really enjoy Georgia football. I like F1. I enjoy dancing. I'd say I'm decent at West Coast and two-step, and there's a few other ones that are in the works. And I enjoy John Mayer. He's my favorite music artist. Please start a conversation about those things, as opposed to the height. That would be wonderful. But, of course, in the middle is Jesus, and he's at the center of it all. And in my walk with God, the cross is the most important thing. I'll say that again. In my walk with God, the cross is the most important thing. And so I wanted to focus on the aspects of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And I have a few scriptures from that. So beginning in John 19, verse 1, it says, "Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews,' and they slapped him in the face." I oftentimes get emotional reading that, just seeing the love and the selflessness that Jesus exhibits through that action. If you'll move down with me to John 20, verse 3, I'll pick up there. Teens, you guys still with me? You dialed in? Okay, cool. So John 20, verse 3, it reads, "So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight in the tomb." So this is after the burial, of course. But, you know, I just find it funny that this is the holy book. Like, this is God's word, and John decides to put in that he's faster than Peter. And, you know, I just feel like if he took the time to include that, I want to take the time, you know, to mention that. So, again, there's a lot of humor in the Bible. You just kind of have to look for it. And then if you'll move down to verse 15 with me, I'll wrap it up. Jesus is right after the resurrection, and he's speaking with Mary. It says, "He asks her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you were looking for?' Thinking he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means teacher. Jesus said, 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" And so I just encourage you in this time of communion and coming to the foot of the cross to really reflect on the emotions that are evoked from this passage. So if you'll bow your heads, I'll pray for communion. Dear God, thank you so much just for today and for how much you love us, how much you care for us, just your awesome power and unconditional love. I'm just so grateful. I pray that we can really just meditate on that in this time, and I just love you so much, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.